So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you are joining me on the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration from entrepreneurs from all over the globe. And my guest today is quite interesting. She's been coaching people for a couple of decades, and she really helps people shift and change and maybe even not feel horribly uncomfortable while life was bringing so much change. So welcome, Eileen Bild.
Thank you, Erica. Really nice to be here.
So tell me a little bit about, well, first, where am I talking to you? Where are you right now in the world?
It's not sunny today, but usually sunny Florida, Jacksonville.
Okay. I'm in sunny California, but I haven't been outside yet, which is embarrassing, but I'm pretty sure it's very sunny. So tell me a little bit about your coaching practice and what you like to help people with.
My coaching practice is really about evolution and transformation and getting people to rethink and have a new perspective on their career, their life, what's going on around them, and to be able to either get unstuck or become a better version of themselves.
Oh, so if you're an entrepreneur and you're a little bit stuck, what are some things that you can recommend for someone? Because a lot of our listeners are entrepreneurs.
Yes, and that's a great question, because we have a lot of, as entrepreneurs, we can have a lot of doubts and question, you know, are we doing the right thing? Are we being able to reach in the right direction? And really, there's a lot of aspects of being an entrepreneur that can be changed. And that would be in the direction of setting bounds and clarifying what exactly are your goals and what's your vision, and really setting yourself up for success and being able to identify what's holding you back and then take action steps to create change. And change is, I think, really hard for people because we get pulled in a direction that keeps us going, and we can hit ourselves our head against the wall thinking that something's going to happen and nothing changes. So we have to look at the element of change as key to success.
I mean, that always surprises me how, as much as I demand change, you know, from myself, how much easier it can be not to.
Well, it's difficult because our mind goes in circles, and we have what I call the mind loops. And you know, it goes back to things either in the past or the fears of taking a different direction or a new step. And it's really deciding, if not now, when, and doing something that inspires you and that's your passion and your purpose.
So I'm curious, before we started the recording today, you told me you've been doing a lot of writing, and of course, being a publisher and an author of 20 or 30 or 40 books, I stopped counting. I think I have over 35 books published. So tell me a little bit about your writing journey and some of the columns that you've been writing for and what that experience has been like.
Yes, well, my most prominent one is on Biz Catalyst 360. I have a column called Core Thinking for High Achievers. And I also do interview series, and that has its own page on Biz Catalyst 360. So I interview entrepreneurs and leaders and people who have success. And so people can go to bizcatalyst360.com and read all my motivational, inspirational leadership and core thinking articles. And then I also have written for Women's Voices magazine, and I am a contributing writer for lifecoachingmagazine.org. And I have an ebook coming out called 5 Principles of Core Thinking for Success.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I feel it seems to me like when you're in the process of expressing yourself, It doesn't it just sort of seem like everything's all the wrongs sort of get righted?
You know, that is so true. I think so many of us don't feel we have a voice, and that when we can express ourselves, whether it's through writing, through actions that we take to take whatever our vision is and make it a reality, when we feel that we are on purpose, everything seems to line up organically, and that it's not a, you know, we don't have to try. It just kind of happens. And when right. you're in that space, it's what I call extraordinary. It's going from ordinary to extraordinary. And
Yay. Yeah. That was so much fun meeting you and finding out a little bit more about you. If we wanted to catch up with you, what's a good place we can, where can we find you and how can we learn more?
Okay, well, there's two places. My website is www.eileenbuild.com. And of course, you can always find me on Facebook and you can find me on LinkedIn.
Awesome.
Eileen Build.
Thanks so much for coming.
Oh, you're welcome. It was a pleasure.